When can stage 2 or 3 colon cancer be considered cured after treatment? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A pooled analysis of over 35,000 patients with stage 2 and stage 3 colon cancer provides the clearest benchmark yet for defining cure. The study, published in JAMA Oncology, examined data from 15 randomized trials of patients who underwent surgery followed by adjuvant chemotherapy with a minimum of 6 years follow-up. Investigators found that relapse risk peaked in the first year after treatment at about 6.4%. Afterward, recurrence steadily declined. By 6 years, the risk of relapse dropped below 0.5% per 6-month interval and remained there throughout year 10. Importantly, traditional analyses have included deaths or secondary primary cancers as events that had overstated recurrence risk, particularly among older patients. The authors propose that a relapse risk of 0.5% after 6 years represents a practical definition of cure for stage 2 and 3 colon cancer. This milestone may help clinicians counsel patients more confidently, reduce unnecessary long-term surveillance, and focus follow-up care on those with the greatest ongoing risk. In our next story, we learn from a new study in JAMA that highlights the environmental impacts of inhalers commonly prescribed for asthma and COPD. An analysis of U.S. prescription data from 2014 to 2024 found that inhalers produced more than 2 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually, the equivalent of about 530,000 gasoline-powered cars on the road each year. The main driver is metered-dose inhalers, which rely on hydrofluoroalkane propellants. These devices account for 98% of inhaler-related emission. In contrast, dry powder inhalers and soft mist inhalers deliver the same medication without propellants, dramatically lowering their carbon footprint. While clinical effectiveness remains the priority, these findings underscore an opportunity for sustainable prescribing. For many patients, lower emission alternatives may provide equivalent therapy. Broad adoption could reduce the health sector's climate impact while maintaining quality care. As authors note, balancing patient needs with environmental stewardship may soon become an everyday part of practice. And finally, new findings published in Nature Medicine challenge the long-held idea that weight loss is the only path to diabetes prevention. In large lifestyle intervention cohorts, researchers found that about 1 in 4 people with prediabetes achieved remission, returning blood glucose to normal, even without losing weight. This non-weight loss remission was also as protective as weight loss-driven remission, cutting the risk of future type 2 diabetes by more than 70% over up to 10 years. The key appears to be where fat is stored. Participants who shifted fat away from visceral deposits and towards subcutaneous stores showed more insulin sensitivity, beta cell function, and GLP-1 responsiveness. These results, also reproduced in the U.S. Diabetes Prevention Program, suggest that remission, not just weight reduction, should become a clinical target. For patients who struggle with weight loss, monitoring glucose normalization and encouraging exercise and diet patterns that reduce visceral fat may open new avenues for prevention. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.